In Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, just last Gemara, the last two lines again. Avovam Abayz was again the Shailo, if then Beseru that is Mater, if he made a Kemitza Psula to put it back again and do it over again, the Shailo was, is he Mater even if you put the Kemitza in a Kli that was Mekadashit? Or maybe no, maybe only if you didn't put it into a Kli to Mekadashit. So that was a Machloikis Tanoyim. So more yes now, Maskiv Lo Rav Nachman, last three lines. Maskiv Lo Rav Nachman. What's on these tanoim that they say that if an apostle or a kohen makes the kmitza with his left hand and he puts it into a kli shoris, then he cannot redo it, he cannot put it back again and do the kmitza over again? Why? He kmitza psulim avoidhi, if they consider when a psula, either a zar or else the kohen with a smil, does the kmitza called an avoidah? If so, afagav de loyavid le matin kli, even though they did not put it into the kli shoris, still, since an avoidah was done already, and it was done b'psul, so skala psul in the mincha, you can, should not be able to redo it. Elamai I kemitza psulim lav avoidahi, elamai the other svaras know that when a apostle, a zar, or a kohen with the smell does the kemitza, that's not called an avoidah at all, and that's why it could be redone over again. If so, kiyovid lamatan kli mahevei, what's the difference that the kohen or the zar put this kemitza into a kli? So what do we put into the kli? It's not called it an avoida, so it should be nothing, should have no kiddush, and just redo it over again. So Morin says, Amar Rav Nachman, li'olam avoidhi, but v'loi gomer avoidosoi, adiyovid le'matan kli, enachanami. I tell you, when a zar does a kmitza, it's called something. Just it's not called a complete avoida until he puts it into the kli. When he puts it into the kli, then it's chal like his avoida, and it's called an avoida psula was done, and therefore you cannot redo again the kmitza. You can't make the mincha over again. That's why it's possible. For the Gemara, if that's the svara, afilu lekiddush, even if you don't make a kedusha, you don't put it to kli shoris. V'chi mahada lelekaimitz leduchte tekadish felisol. But the question is like this: you're telling me now that pshat is these tanoim old, that when a zar does the avoida, it's like the ascholah, it's like the beginning of the avoida. And the avoid is first finished when you put it into the kli. Is so what he's saying, if he doesn't put it into a special kli shoris, he has a right to throw it back into the first mincha and redo it. But the question is, in the first mincha, it's also in the kli shoris. So when you throw it back into the first mincha, let that be like the gemar of the avoid of the psul, and then it should be avoid the psul, and the mincha should be posel. So the gemar of v'chi mahadale l'kaimitz, on top of the zayin omar aleph, v'chi mahadale l'kaimitz l'duchtei, when you put this tzimitza back into its place, into the first mincha, tiktosh, it should become kaddish then, falusol, and it should be posel then. And Rashi says, do ovid matin kli, to mali kli shor zeh, mali kli shor sacha, manach kemina, which kli shor she putting it into? Sumarin says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, zay semeris, and here we bring a proof and say, zay semeris, that kli shor es, en mekachem elamidas, that if you put something in the kli shor es, the kli shoris is only mekadashit if the kohen or the one that puts it in has das, that the kli should be mekadashit. So over here, if you put it back in the original mincha, not the pshat you want to be mekadash this kemitz, you just want to redo it over again. So you do not want this kemitz to have a kiddush of a kemitza. And therefore it's never considered like the psula, like the posula, finished off the avodah, therefore the mincha is the kosher. Only if you put it into a new kli, that's put in ladas to be mekadashit, then it's considered that the psulim finished the avodah, then it will be possible. Says Pshat Vistanoyim, adapted by the service not to you to redo the mincha, redo the kmitza. That's only if the psulim did not put the kmitza into a kli, they're not makadashit yet, they did not finish off their avodah. But if they finish it off, then it's psula. So Moses says, Homidas mekachim, but the mashma for psulim put in the kli shoros bedas, then the kli shoros is makadashit. Notice the question. Ivo boy mine Rish Lakish from Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish asked us from a kasha from Rabbi Yechanan that kli shoris mash yekad shub sulim. And Rashi says it's not mishti shaylo. Shekad shub sulim means kagoinim komad zar. Let's say a zar makes a kemitza and v'noisun a kli and he puts into a kli. So mash yekad shen a kli like tiroi. Is the kli mekadashit to have a ktara on it or not? So how could you say so simple that if a czar would put in his kaddush, I Rish Lakish asked this for a shayla from Rabbi Yechanan. So is the shaila, Marsha Katshub Sum Lechatchil Likariv. If you psul and put it into a kli shoris, is the kli mekadosh it, and now you're allowed to burn it lechatchila. The Yom Malay, and Rabbi Yochanan answered back and said, Ain mekadosh, you know that a kli shoris is not mekadosh if a psulim put something inside it. So how could we say in our sugi when the psulim put it in, it becomes kadosh and it's possible to redo the mincha? Or Malay, they said back like this, Ain mekadosh likariv, Ain echanami. Avad, when the psulim put it into a kli shoris, it does not give it a kedusha to say, like Imolu, to say that you're allowed to burn it. Avadar has no din to be makdarit. Avu mekatshim lifsul, but there is a certain amount of kedusha. Chal on this kmitza now, enough to say that the avodah was nigma, and it was nigma bepsul, and therefore you cannot redo it. It's also to put it back again, you cannot redo the avodah. Rav Amram Omar Kagoyin Sheikh Zira Lebisa Kedusha. The answer is like this. Again, the question was, when you put it back into the first mincha, that's a kli shoris. So why isn't that kli be mikadosh? The kmitza that should be possible to redo it. So the first answer was, a kli shoris is not mikadosh, ela midas. Now we're saying no, even if a kli shoris is mikadosh, shle midas, but here it's different. You put it back into the first pot when it was piled up to the top. In other words, it's piled on top of the pot. So therefore, the kmitza that you put back is on top of the rim, so therefore it's not considered inside the kli, therefore the kli is not mekadosh it. Rashi says, Bisa means that's the kli shoris, Sheboi Belulin Mincha. That's the kli shoris used to mix up the mincha in. So more is the question, if that's the case, that the mincha like is piled up on top of the kli, if so, a mikmat hechi komatz, lechetchil harad the zar even, make the first kmitza. The law of kmitza is you have to make a klitza mitoich hakli from the kli itself, like the mincha, the flour and the shemen has to be inside the kli. So how did you start off that it was piled up to the top of the kli? You don't have the whole mincha inside the kli. So we're into the case like this: Elik Goyin Sheikh Zira Lebisa Tefufa. That you put it back to a kli that's not just full to the top. That's all. It's not above the top. It's just perfectly filled. It's merced as sawat. If so, the chiv when the komet lay, listen, if so, when you first took the handful and made the kmitza, over the leguma, it must have been then at that spot you made a little hole there. Like you took out the kmitza there, you took out that much flour. If so, kimahada legave, demona, komahada lay. If so, when somebody throws back the kmitza, throws back to the same spot, so right to the kmitza goes back into the kli. So it's a question, so why isn't the kli sharis now be mekadeshit? Unless you saw, like we said before, that a kli shoris is not mekadosh shleim midas. But if you want to say it's mekadosh shleim midas, so the chur goes back into the kli, so why isn't the kli be mekadosh dem kmitza of the psul, and it should be psula? So the answer is no. Mechi mahadale monach le adafna demona. Cases like this, when the psul, when the czar puts back the kmitza, he puts it back on top of the rim of the kli, that's all. Not inside the kli, just on top of the rim. And he moves the kli, v'nof from a mela, and it falls down like mela by itself. Does the kmitza fall back into the kli? If so, that's why this kli shoris is not mekadoshit. Dinas the kmitz shechziru hakuf. It's like a monkey put it back. In other words, even if you tell me a kli shoris does not need das, even though you don't put it there midas, those mekadosh, but at least it has to be in the scene of miyad adam, mikoyach adam. It has to be that the person put it directly into the kli. But here that the kohen or the czar put it on top of the rim of the kli, not inside the kli, fenech nami, here the kli shoris is not mekadosh it. Oh, malay, Rav Yimel Rav Zera, v'lukma, why don't we say the case is kohen, sheh zira l'kli hamun hagabi karko, why don't we say when this czar puts the kmitza back in the first kli, even if you want to say a kli is mekadosh, shlemi das, maybe that's only if the kohen is holding it, but the kli is on the floor, then it's not mekadosh. So why don't you answer the case is Gan Sheikh Zira Lakli Hamunach Agabi Karka, that the kli shoris now is on the karka, and that's why it's not mekadosh it. So since we do not answer this way, Elishmamina, here it should be a good proof that Klimsa Meklish Agabi Karka, yes, you let it take a kmitza from a kli agabi karka. In other words, you do not have to hold the kli. A kli shoris is mekadosh, has its kedusha, even though it's not being held by a kohen. Smur says back that Konagis Biboi Di Boilon. This is a shaila that we ask. The Chaverim asked the shaila. What was the shaila? What was the case? So Rav Avimi Tony Menoches v'Rav Chisda. Rav Avimi was learning Masechta Menoches v'Rav Chisda. So more the question, is that true? The Avimi by Rav Chisda Tony, is it true that Avimi went to learn Rav Chisda? It was the opposite way. V'Omer Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said that Kulfei Tovi Beloi Mavimi are received a lot of pech. In other words, that Rav Chisda went to learn from Avimi. And Avimi was the Rebbe, used to give a lot of pech to Rav Chisda. Alo Doshma, it's about this Alocha, that Boy Lahachruz with Sufin Lamayim. The case where Bezdin wants to sell somebody property, so Bezdin has to sell it, have to get a good price for it, and they have to announce it for 30 days straight. What about the only one announced it, Sheni V'Chamishi, the only one announced it on Mondays and Thursdays, then Samachim, then they have to announce it for 60 days. So you see here, Lechura, that Rav Chisda Faked learned by Avimi. So what does it mean to say now that Avimi went to learn Rav Chisda? So more into the case was that Avimi Mesech Tisakro. Avimi forgot this Mesech the Menoches. Iakrolei. And the Yosla came to Rav Chisda at Kurei. Gemorei. And he came to Rav Chisda now. And Echnami, Rav Chisda was like his Talmud, but he came to learn the Mesech the Menoches from his Talmud Rav Chisda. So more is the question still, what does Avimi have to go to Rav Chisda? Velishlech lei velaislegabei? Rav Chisda, Avimi should have asked Rav Chisda's Talmud to come to him and should ask, come and teach me Masechet Menoches. So Mar says, no, Avimi, listen to this tipsis here, that Avimi Savar, he held, Savar, Hochi Mistaye Milsetfei, if I'm going to have to go and Muchazich and go to learn the Masechet, I'll have Mosiyat HaDeshmaya. So Avimi wanted to have the tirch of the bother of having to go to learn by his Talmud Rav Chisda. So Korporan, that was the Maisa. That Avimi went to learn Masechet Menoches, now to remember Masechet Menoches from Rav Chisda. Samar says, Toga Be Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman met him. Omale, Ketzad Kaimtsim. So he asked him, Mishayla, he asked him, Rav Nachman met up with Avimi, and he asked him, how do we make a kmitza? Omale Mikli Zeh. He showed him this kli. Trashi Rol Kli Munach Agabe Karko. From this kli, it's Agabe Karko, he let him make a kmitza. In other words, Avimi told him, it does not have to be held in your hand, it could be for the kli Agabe Karko. Omalei, Rav Nachman asked back to him, V'chi kaimtsa mekli shagabi karka, is it true? Can you make a kmitza from a kli agabi karka? So, Rav Nachman held, you can't. So, Avimi answered back and said, Omalei, the magvalei kain enchanami. If you hold like that, the case must be then that a kain is holding it. So, the kids, you see, was a shayla here, if a kain has to hold the kli b'shas kmitza not. Then he asked another shayla, Rav Nachman asked Avimi, Omalei, who had ketzed mekachin as hamanochis. How do we make a kiddush on the menachos lechatchila? How do we put the mincha into a kli shoros? Omalei, he said to him, noist on the kli zeh, put it into this kli. In other words, even though the kli is on the floor, so what? You can mekadosh with a kli on the floor. So this he asked back, Rav Nachman, v'chi mekadosh a kli shagabi karka? Could you be mekadosh a mincha on a kli that's on the floor? So Omalei, Rav Avimi said back, if so, it must be demag v'lei kayin. So maybe a kayin has to hold it. So Omalei, so Rav Nachman asked Avimi, and came if so, Hotzrach to Gimel Kahanim. It comes out then by a mincha, you have to have three Kahanim. One kohen has to hold the kli that the mincha is put into, then another kohen comes and makes a kmitza out of that kli, and then he puts the kmitza into another kli that a third kohen is holding. So it comes out, if you hold that the Kahanim have to hold the kelim, you need three Kahanim by every mincha. So Avimi said, so what? Omalei, v'tei tzricha, so what? So you have to have three. Just like by Korban HaTomid, you have to have 13 Kahanim being raised in it. So what's such we have to say here also? You'll have to have 3 Kahanim. So kids, you see, with a shalom between Avimi and Rav Nachman, whether you have to have a Kiddush of a Klishoris, do you have to be holding it or not? So that we said before, so Poshid, that Shema Mino, Kaimtsim Klish, Agabi Karka, it's a shalom. Nothing more says, Eisvei, I have a question on you. It says, Zeha Klal, Kol ha-koimetz b'noisem b'kli. Whoever makes a kmitza and he puts it into a kli, he does the avoida kmitza or the avoida putting it into a kli. Or else ha-moilich, he carries the kli towards the mizbeach. Or else v'yamakter, he burns it. During these four avoidas by the mincha, if he has in mind the oivid, lechol dover shadak lechol, he has in mind to eat something that's edible, the shirayim, if he has in mind to eat it, chutzlez manoi, so it's chal pigal on the mincha also. Now the question is, V'yilu magbiya loikatoni, it does not say here that the mincha, the kli has to be held up. It just says, kol ha-koymetz, that's all, doesn't say from a kli that's being held up. So go to mash, even though the kli is on the floor. Smor says, no, I tell you, tono seder avoidus nokit. For lois seder kahanim, here the Tan is only saying the seder of the dollar avoidus by a mincha, but it's not talking about how many kahanim you need b'shasti avoidah. And it could be, you need a kohen to hold up the kli b'shasti mincha. Boy minei midu av sheshes. Here's the shalach from Rav Sheshes like this. Mao likmoitz mekli shagabi karka. Are you allowed to make a kmitza from a kli that's on the floor? Because first you put the mincha into a kli shoris. That is kedusha. Now the kohen wants to make a kmitza. So you have to hold up the kli, or maybe no, maybe the kli that has the mincha inside it can be on the floor, and the kohen will bend down and take a kmitza out of that kli. Omalei, so Rav Sheshes answers back and says, Puk chazi, my avdin legavoy. We go and see how they do inside. Rashi says mehechol. That's brought down on the hechol by the shulchan that every Shabbos arbo kahanim nichnosim. Four kahanim came in first. Shnayim biyodam beis tadorim. Two of them had the two different seders of lechem upon them. Each one was holding six lechems. Ushnayim biyodam shnei bezichim. And two kahanim holding the two cups with levoina with the bezichim. Now we are bo makdimim. There were four kahanim went in front of them. Lefnayim, shnayim, two of them. The one in front. Two of those four was lito shnei sedorim. Two of them was to take off the old sets of lechem upon him. Take off the two rows, six and six. Obeys two kahanim were lito beis bezichim to take off the two cups that had the levoina inside it. That was the seder of the siluk and the hanochis of the lechem upon him on Shabbos. And that was like a mincha. Now the